And so I remember.
I do remember you. Yes, I got a. I immediately drew a picture of your face in my mind. I know who you are.
Well, good. Well, I always loved when I was working with the representative. Is Thursday was always the day the Gulf Breeze news comes out. We get to catch up on everything that's happening across the bay and all the good work that you guys do. So, with that, I'm turning it to you. What do we got going on in the newspaper this week?
Well, you know, the Olympics just ended, and of course they were very thrilling, but we do have an athlete who is worthy of recognition from Gulf Breeze. He's only a middle schooler. He's only 14 years old. His name is Gil Hackle. He has been he's been sailing since he was a very young age, and he came in second, I mean, just by a squeaker, in this competition in Italy, and he won silver in this. It was a competition of 259 sailors. So to come in second by just a hair is a very big accomplishment. And to think of a person from Gulf Breeze sailing all over the world in a dinghy, very, very interesting. So, yeah, we've got a story about him, and he's, you know, what an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, I saw that picture right on the front page when I pulled up the newspaper online this morning. And just to see, I mean, wow. When you figure the size of the competition, the number of participants, and he finished second as a 14-year-old sailor. That's just an amazing for somebody from Gulf Breeze and a great accomplishment for a young kid.
Absolutely, absolutely. Another story we have is about the bear problem. As you know, bears are, it's not uncommon to have a bear in every neighborhood at least once a week. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, of course they haven't ever attacked anyone, but we are concerned. They seem to be, you know, more common. They're tearing up our trash cans. We're worried about our pets. We're worried about our toddlers. You know, what can be done about it? And the city has addressed this problem, and they're saying, you know, we are unable to address it. It is simply up to FWC, Fish and Wildlife. And so this is something that, you know, we've made all these recommendations, and we've told them, you know, how to scare a bear, but they say, well, if you're a child, you know, and you're alone and you're in your backyard and a bear comes up, you don't know what to do. You don't know how to scare a bear. And of course, you know, nothing has happened, but people are concerned that something could happen. So this has become a very big concern for a lot of people in the Gulf Breeze city limits and outside the city limits as well.
Yeah, as a parent, the last thing I want to hear is somebody tell me, teach your 5-year-old how to scare a bear if it shows up in your backyard. that's just not the new. That's not the advice I'm waiting for when you're talking about bears messing with my trash can and coming into my yard. And I noticed a lot of other stuff here in the paper. Obviously, school started back this week, so a lot of things going on with that.
Yes, absolutely. Well, one thing I wanted to mention was that we had the end of summer, they had a big program at the rec center, which they always do. The city of Gulf Breeze has a huge child care program during the summer, and they bring in so many fun events. The kids love it. I mean, it's absolutely a great opportunity for kids to get together in the rec center there at the Gulf Breeze Community Center, and they bring in, you know, people who can show them how to do arts and crafts, and they have animals, and they go on field trips. I mean, we have a lot of pictures, and we also talked about the new people who took over the program this year. It was a huge success, record numbers of kids participating, and so that's really a great opportunity for kids. And you don't have to live in the city of Gulf Breeze to participate, but it is something that goes on in the city of Gulf Breeze.
Well, and I was looking at that article and reading it, and it's not just, hey, send your kid to have fun. They're actually engaging the kids with fun learning, and I think that's one thing that gets missed is we pound with education. Education's great, but you can't just pound with facts. You got to make them get them interested, and I think that's what it looks like that program did. It looked like it was a huge success.
Absolutely. A huge success, and you're right. They did have science, and they had a lot of different things that were actually engaging, entertaining, and educational. So, really good program, and I would kind of like to do it myself if I didn't have to go to work every day.
Well, I always think when I see an article like this, my first thought is, man, where was this when I was that age? Because I'm way too old to do it now.
Exactly. My kids loved it so much, they became camp counselors so that they could continue to participate. And they really enjoyed that too and loved being with the kids. So it was great, great program.
Well, is,
but we have another great story in there about pickleball, which I wanted to mention. You know, a lot of people have taken to pickleball. It has really taken off. But what is it, and how do you get involved, and how do you play, and what are the rules? We have a great story about that in, as well in this issue, and that goes on at the rec center as well. So we have a lot of stories in there this week, and, of course, always have a lot of stories in there. But, of course, we're really excited about school starting back next week. I'm real sure we're going to have a lot more stories about what has happened with school coming. Well, Gulf Breeze High School football started practicing, so they're getting ready for their season, so that's always exciting. I love the first of school because, to me, the first day of school is almost like the beginning of the school year, of the year. It, to me, it's more important than even January 1 because it really starts the time of, like, getting back into your routine and getting back into, you know, the things that, you know, if you're a child, of course, it means more. But even with you, as an adult, it kind of, you know, snaps you out of that summer malaise and gets you back into, you know, the schedule of getting things done. And so I look forward to the beginning of the school year, even as an adult. So I think it's really great. And, of course, we do have a lot more coming up next week because of school starting. We will have a lot of stories with, about, you know, getting back into how things went. Of course, it just started on Tuesday. We got a press on Tuesday, so we didn't get a lot more in there. Hopefully, we'll get a lot more in the next issue. Another story that we're going to be working on next week is about the toll. We have been asking when that toll is going to be dropped. And as you know, Governor DeSantis came over here and gave us great news that he was going to lower that toll. So we called our friends over at the Florida Department of Transportation, and they said, you know, it's really not up to us. It's more on the back of the Florida Turnpike system. So we have spoken to an official with the Florida Turnpike System, and it's not going to be that easy because it's not like they have the ability to just over, you know, just across the board make a decision. They still have to talk to the people who are the bondholders, and according to one of the people that we spoke to, bondholders still want to raise the toll. So I don't think it's going to be as simple as everything, as everyone hopes, but we are, of course, thinking, well, we have the governor behind us, so therefore that's better than we've ever, you know, better position than we've ever been in before.
Yeah, and nothing's ever, especially government, nothing's ever as easy as you would hope it to be, but we'll definitely keep an eye out. Lisa, we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate everything that you do to keep us informed with the Gulf Breeze News. I know I always look forward to it when I, especially with Rep Ford, it was a very important part of our daily business within the office, and to look forward to it on Thursday morning. So for all those out there, every Thursday, Gulf Breeze News. It's a great resource, especially everything going on across the Bay and in our community. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us again this week, and we look forward to hearing for what you have for us next week on when you join us again.
Thank you, Ray.